Here's a look at your KLEM news for this Saturday morning. The Lamar's Fire and Rescue Department responded to a fire alarm at an apartment complex located at 1355 Holton Drive between the airport and Walmart. That alarm occurred yesterday afternoon at about 12:40. When firefighters entered the building, smoke was visible in the apartment hallways. Fire Chief Dave Shipper says that the problem was located on the third floor.
That call came in about 12:38 this afternoon. Upon our arrival, the alarm system was activated. Several people had evacuated. The alarm panel showed us that the problem was on third floor. The firefighters entered the building, started to search for the problem. We did have an odor of something burning. The third floor is where the alarm was coming from, according to the panel. So as firefighters made their way to third floor searching for the problem, they found smoke in apartment 310, and the cause of that was burnt food on a stove. So we had to use our fans and ventilate that apartment and take time to clear all that smoke before we could get the fire alarm to reset to normal conditions and let everybody back in the building.
Firefighters were on that scene for approximately a half an hour. Plymouth County Sheriff's deputies responded to James on Tuesday evening, June 25th, for a report of shots being fired. The incident happened at around 9:15 p.m. 20-year-old Tecunswa Maquintadinza of James was arrested for reckless use of a firearm and domestic abuse assault. He was transported to the Plymouth County Jail. And on last Wednesday evening, June 26th, the Plymouth County Sheriff's Office received a call in reference to a crash that occurred near the 150th Street and Marble Avenue near the landfill area. Deputies investigated an ATV and motorcycle crash that had taken place. 21-year-old Tyler Kennett of Lamar's was operating a 2007 Yamaha TTR 230 motorcycle. Kennett was westbound on 150th Street and made contact with an ATV being driven by 23-year-old Tyler Pluger Faust of Lamar's. Tyler Kennett was transported to Mercy in Sioux City. Tyler Faust was uninjured. After further investigation, Faust was arrested and transported to Plymouth County Jail and charged with possession of a controlled substance, that being marijuana, possession of paraphernalia, and operating an ATV or off-road utility vehicle on roadways, highways, and trails. A third rider not involved in the crash, 25-year-old Samuel Alexander of Lamar's, was arrested and transported to the Plymouth County Jail and charged with possession of a controlled substance, that being marijuana, possession of paraphernalia, and operating while intoxicated. The Remsen Ambulance Services will celebrate its 40th anniversary with a dance and fundraiser this evening. Kevin Rollins serves as the director of the Remsen Ambulance Services and explains the scheduled events for tonight.
Oh, we have a dance down there on Main Street, right on 2nd and Washington, and we're urging people to get out and come and enjoy themselves and help us celebrate our 40th years of being in service.
Rollins says the tickets are $20 for the evening's dance with the sounds from the band Lock and Loaded. He says that the proceeds from the dance are to help with purchase defibrillators.
We purchased two physio control defibrillators, one for each one of our ambulances, that will transmit 12 lead EKG to the hospital and do all the latest technologies that are available.
The Remsen Ambulance Services Director says that the staff now consists of 15 volunteers.
We just added a couple more people, so that brought us up to 15, but we were down to 13. And we've got people that are of retirement age and that are looking to retire off that have been on there for quite a few years. So we're always looking to recruit new members.
On average, Rollins says that the Remsen Ambulance Services responds to around 250 calls each year.
And that ranges anywhere from paramedic assists to attending football games, you know, and staffing it on Friday evenings for our local schools.
Rollins was one of the original charter volunteers when the Remsen Ambulance Service began in 1979.
Back in 1979, I think we had 13 members that attended a class, and we started Remsen Ambulance back then. We had to purchase our own ambulance to start up with, and we hooked up with the fire department, and just kind of our service took off back then, and has grown from an EMT staff ambulance service to now we're up to the paramedic level and added a second ambulance some years back and moved to our own facility over at 107 Fulton, and just has taken off.
Rollins says that the Remsen Ambulance Services is now in its own entity and no longer is part of the Remsen Fire Department. He expresses his gratitude for the Remsen community for the past 40 years of support. The dance scheduled for tonight will begin at 8 p.m. and will continue until midnight and will be held outdoors in the street in front of Beer City. You may have recently received a letter in your mailbox from the Lamar's Fire and Rescue Department asking for donations. Fire Chief Dave Shipper says that the Fire and Rescue Department has kicked off its annual fund drive. He explains the purpose for the fundraising campaign.
This is an annual fund drive. We send out our mailer every July. It kind of coincides with my city budget and how the city budget operates from July to June. This continues to be the best way we've found to raise funds for our department. Without these funds, it'd be tough to survive. But because of the generosity of everyone, you know, we're able to do very well with this fund drive. I think a little over $22,000 worth of equipment last year. This year, we've got a wish list of about $30,000 that we're going to try to come up with. And that offsets costs so that, you know, we don't have to ask for more tax money from the citizens or the city and things like that. We just started that, so the letters will be coming out in the mailboxes. I think we sent out 6,200 envelopes, roughly. That covers our city limits and a lot of our rural territory as well.
Chief Shipper says that the money is used to help offset any budget shortfalls.
Our capital improvement budget was cut a little bit this year to balance the city budget, as happens. And so we've got some things in there that we're going to try to offset those cuts with this fund drive money. And as I said, people, they've been very generous over the years to help us be a very well-equipped and very well-trained fire department. And as our call totals keep going up and our requests for services keep going up and our territory keeps expanding, well, this is very important that we have the right equipment and the right training and the right protection for our firefighters. So we use this money strictly for equipment and training. We don't use it for food or parties or any of that stuff. This goes strictly into the equipment and training fund. And like I said, over the years, people have been very generous.
The Lamar's Fire and Rescue Department consists of 31 members with 3 full-time employees. The others are volunteers that are paid for on-call services. And finally, in today's news, South Dakota-based Sanford Health and Iowa's Unity Point Health have announced plans to merge in an agreement that would create a sprawling health system in the Upper Great Plains and Midwest. The two providers announced their plans on Friday, and if the merger is approved by regulators, it could be finalized by year's end. And that is a look at your news for this Saturday morning.